Maybe when you were in high school, you had revenge fantasies about getting even with snobs and jocks who put you down. Heathers is a new movie, a black comedy, about making that fantasy come true. It's set in a high school in suburban Ohio. The school's three most popular girls are gorgeous, wealthy snobs, each named Heather. Their good friend Veronica, played by Winona Ryder, shares the Heathers' good looks and great clothes, but not their meanness. Veronica decides she hates her friends, so she and her boyfriend kill them and the school's other greatest offenders, and then disguise the murders as suicides. Our film critic Stephen Schiff called Heathers nothing less than brilliant. The screenplay was written by 26-year-old Daniel Waters. He attended James Whitcomb Riley High in South Bend, Indiana. But this interview does not begin with the predictable story of how he hated high school.
My high school years, I greatly enjoyed them, and I always remembered them as far from the point of view of a writer. Even in high school, I was like the class writer. I mean, I had a column in the school newspaper, and I used to write stories about everyone in high school during my high school years. I had a very privileged position in high school in that I could move from clique to clique. I was kind of a cult figure in my high school as someone who wrote about the high school and without really being traumatized by it.
Well, this movie really has a lot to do with anger and hostility and jealousy, competition. Did you feel those kinds of emotions?
Not. It's so weird. I mean, in many ways, I really didn't feel that kind of anger. The anger in the film is less against the high school experience than just the way people treat each other in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, just there's certain personality traits that you can't attribute to teenagers or adults, and I think those are the things I'm kind of attacking.
What was the initial idea for Heathers, or the first image that inspired the screenplay?
Well, it's tough. I guess I always wanted to make a Stanley Kubrick teen film. That was the very first burst. You know, it was something that kind of detached, cynical perspective in the world. And I think just the way that teenagers are being treated now in the media, I think that was definitely the spark that got me going as far as writing it. We have this complacency about teenagers now that they're drug-infested, angst-ridden disaster areas, you know, always wanting to commit suicide the first chance they get. And I kind of wanted to break that malaise open a bit.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the story of Heathers. Part of the story is this fantasy of murdering the most unbearable kids in the school, the kids who are too snobbish, too beautiful, too wealthy, too much the bully. Did you ever have a fantasy like that, or do you think it's a common fantasy that high school kids have?
Yeah, I mean, I think it plays in this fantasy of seeing people that usually cause suicide in high school end up committing suicide in this film in a weird kind of way. I mean, sure, there's always these personality types that you always wish that you always make up a more complex scenario, like the school is being hit by a tornado and you have to save everyone, and you have a choice between saving someone nice or letting this, you know, cruel person die. And usually in that situation, you let the cruel person die. I mean, usually you don't really have fantasies of going out and picking up a gun and shooting them, but it's always these kind of complex fantasies that you give the situation.
The murders in Heathers are disguised as suicides. And of course, this gives you, as the screenwriter, the chance to mock how suicide has been handled by teachers and by the media, even by parents. What are some of the things you've seen in the media coverage of suicide that have really bothered you?
Well, I mean, it's bizarre that, I mean, I think suicide's treated as like this wonderful, mystical thing that solves your problems. Even films about suicide, they usually show the person committing suicide and then everyone being racked with pain and guilt and suffering and, oh, why did he or she have to die? And it's like, that's not really a deterrent. That's, you know, that is, you know, almost pornographically tapping into everyone's fantasy.
The fantasy, yeah, that if I died, then you'd really love me. You'd come to my funeral and realize how much you miss me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's scary. And I think I wanted Heathers to kind of say that when you die, the world is going to carry on in its own twisted way without you, and it's going to abuse your spirit as much in death as it did in life, so you might as well just hang in there with the rest of us and fight your own ground.
There's a lot of fake exploitational sensitivity on the part of teachers in the movie, where teachers come into the cafeteria and have all the teenagers hold hands in a display of emotional support, and this is only because they know that the TV crews are coming in momentarily.
Yeah, yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, depression has taken on a whole different realm now. I mean, when you used to be depressed, at least when I was a teenager, it was always, well, I'm sorry, you're depressed. Why don't you take a walk, you know, go read a book? Now it's, have you thought about suicide, John? You know, suicide has suddenly been put on the menu as a way of dealing with your problems. I mean, I wanted Heathers to kind of like almost shame suicide, kind of take it off its throne.
Writing in all these murders planned to look like suicides gave you the opportunity to write a lot of fun suicide notes.
Oh, indeed. I mean, it's very how this whole suicide culture with, you know, Sylvia Plath and everything like that. I mean, it's fun to it's definitely ripe material for satire.
All right, we did a murder. Now that's a crime. But this were like a suicide thing, you know? I mean, you can do Heather's handwriting as well as your own, right?
You might think what I've done is shocking.
Yeah. To me, though, suicide is the natural answer to the myriad of problems life has given me.
That's good, but Heather would never use the word myriad.
This is the last thing she'll ever write. She's going to want to cash in on as many 50-cent words as possible.
Yeah, but she missed myriad on the vocab test 2 weeks ago.
That only proves my point more. The word is a badge for her failures at school.
It's good. Have you done this before?
I was really surprised that you wrote this movie from a girl's perspective.
That was one of the forces behind Heathers. I mean, that I wanted to write an intelligent female character, as especially in television. I mean, any teenage girl is obsessed with, you know, cute guys and nice looking blouses and nothing else. When in literature, and the kind of literature that I loved when I was a young guy, I mean, you may think I'm kind of weird, but I had an obsession with kind of the literature of angsty young girls, and I wanted to have fun with that. I mean, it was amazing. A book I despised in my youth was Catcher in the Rye. I mean, I hated that book. I mean, here's male dissatisfaction at its purest, and it was just, you know, whining about nothing really important to me. But when I saw the books of like Joyce Carol Oates, Willa Cather, and Carson McCullers, I mean, these are girls that are going through a lot of pain, a lot of interesting, complex things. And I mean, if Holden Caulfield had to go ride the emotional roller coasters that they do, I mean, he'd wet his pants, I think. I mean, another favorite book of mine, I mean, I've mentioned this before in some other interviews, is that The Second Sex. I mean, I read The Second Sex in almost a less of a feminist way than a mercenary way, and that I saw all this great material for movies. In fact, I mean, I think Heathers is very much based on one particular chapter, the chapter on the young girl in her book.
What does Du Bois say that you based your movie on?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of great stuff. I mean, the way a lot of great stuff. I'm talking about the entire persecution of the female race, and I'm calling
is there a line that really inspired your movie?
Yeah, well, just the way they maintenance their own oppression. I mean, I think that when girls get together and be friends, that there's a lot of just infighting and power plays that to keep each other down that don't exist, I think, between male friends.
Are there any high school movies that you really like a lot?
I mean, actually, I like a surprising number of high school movies that I would never tell you.
Oh, come on.
I mean, a lot of people on the set, you know, they always saw Heathers as the ultimate anti-John Hughes film.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I actually like Pretty in Pink. I mean, I actually like Molly Ringwald. I mean, I watch those films. I laugh at them. I think, you know, Heathers is a lot different. I think, I think the problem with these John Hughes films is they tend to see teenagers as kind of separate from the rest of the world, and that the rest of the world is evil and somehow teenagers are innocent. And Heathers is saying that, I mean, evil is not something that's determined by age. It's something that's part of every human being, no matter if they're 4 years old or what.
Well, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
Well, thank you, Terry.